Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
They're saying we're on the cusp of a robotic movement. The tech world is offering up a slew of new robots. We're breaking them all down.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So picture this, robots that play chess, robots that provide directions, robots that go out for groceries. All of the above made their way to the CES Tech Trade Show in Las Vegas. And while they're still machines, they're certainly getting a little more human. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us right now. So Nathan, let's use CES as an example. Can we safely say we're closer than we thought we were towards the realization of robots that we imagined? Less machine, more human-like, more of what we've seen in movies and TV for decades. It seems like it.
Yeah, we're making some pretty important and big steps. I mean, the kind of pop culture dream that's been there for, you know, about 80 years or something.
Right.
But what we're seeing now isn't one robot that can do it all, but a bunch of robots that can do very specific tasks.
Right.
And these robots, to a certain extent, could be the grandparents or the great-grandparents of the realization of that kind of pop culture idea of that one robot that can do it all.
Right. So let's talk about some of them. You broke down some notable bots here. Let's start with Moro. Am I saying that right? It's a human-sized robot.
Yeah, it's about 4 feet tall, and it has arms with basically 6 different joints in them. And 3 little fingers at the end of each arm.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a picture right now. It kind of looks like one of those wacky inflatable store front things in a way with the arms.
It looks like the kind of thing you would just like knock over or something really easily. But it's about 77 pounds, so it's pretty heavy.
Wow.
And it actually uses algorithms and sensors and cameras and all sorts of things to be able to understand what it's picking up. And it can pick up anything from like a piece of tissue to, you know, a can off of, you know, the top of a shelf in a grocery store or something without destroying what it's grabbing.
Wow.
So and the arms can actually slide up and down its 4 foot tall body to help it reach things that are really low or reach things that are really high. And the idea behind the robot, which is made by a company out of Beijing called Eiweibot, is that this would be the sort of thing that could help out in the home, but also something that could help out in like a business setting, as well as, you know, all these robots really have a kind of a research and academic component. But this is one they're actually going to sell. It's going to sell for about $30,000 later this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it looks very interesting. I encourage everyone to look at Nathan's story online at the pictures. It kind of takes us to the future a little bit. There's a robot for seniors, too. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this one's from a French startup called Yumi. And the robot's name is Cutie, C-U-T-I-I.
Cute.
And it really kind of looks like almost like a paddle or something sitting on top of a kind of rounded little base.
Yeah.
What that is at the top of its little, you know, spoon-like head is a display, essentially kind of almost like an iPad. So it's kind of a way to keep folks from going into you know, like an elderly home or care facility, so they can maintain some independence. And then you can place calls to friends and family members, to doctors, and then you can also schedule different events, and it'll remind you of things it needs to do. So that can be anything from taking medication to taking part in a yoga class or meeting up with like a book club or getting to that, you know, museum that you wanted to visit or dinner with friends or things like this. So it's very much an assistant and kind of a friend is the idea. The Cutie is kind of really focused around that companionship aspect.
Gotcha. Let's move over from the Cutie to the Heezy, if we may. Now, this is interesting, though. This is more of a robot made for commercial use, correct?
Yeah, the Heezy is, maybe about 4 or 5 feet tall. What this robot is built to do is essentially answer questions. So if you're lost in a hotel resort, it'll give you directions. If you're looking for a specific item in a mall, it'll tell you, you know, where to get there. If you're looking for departure times at an airport or something, it's really built to be in those commercial settings those kind of public spaces for businesses that have customers that might have some questions to help them get to where they need to get to quickly. So it's a very specific thing, and this comes from a French startup called Keys, and they just named the robot the Heezy. So they're pitching it as a robot as a service is the idea.
We're talking to the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles on the latest advancements in the robotic world. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening. So, Nathan, let's round this up with another interesting robot here. There is something from LG that is useful at the airport. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, LG actually came to CES with a wave of robots. They have one that can mow lawns. They have one that can live inside your home and be kind of helpful there. But they're also getting on that kind of commercial robot trend.
Gotcha.
And they have one built specifically for airports called the Airport Guide Robot. And this is actually going to show up in a airport in Seoul, Korea later on this year. It will not only tell you where to get to inside of an airport and not only give you those destination times and takeoff times and all that stuff, but it can also even offer, with a scan of your ticket, it can also offer the weather and the destination that you're headed to. And if you're really, really lost, it can actually use some little wheels to escort you to your gate. So it's you know, LG saw the opportunity, the same opportunity that he's saw, but they're really taking it a lot further with thinking about kind of every service aspect you can maybe want from a airport robot. So this is something that you should see in the wild later on this year in South Korea.
All of them look, they all look like robots of the future, and it's all coming together in a way that we, you know, we've always waited for, and it seems like it's here, so it's really cool. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to Nathan Olivares-Giles. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.